Thank you. I have to ask, though, I heard a word this morning that, in O Come All Ye Faithful, that I hadn't noticed before. Does anybody know what thither means? Anybody know what thither means? Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't the only confused one. I'm not sure. I need the internet, Paul, so I can look it up in the dictionary. All right. Our scripture for this morning is taken from Luke chapter 2. I invite you to turn in your Bible or the Pew Bible to Luke chapter 2. We'll begin with verse 8. And while you're finding that, I have a few things. As you know, I get some funnies in the email and different places, and I wanted to share them with you. Just a few days before Christmas, two ladies stood looking into a department store window at a large display of the manger scene with clay figures of the baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and the animals. Disgustedly, one lady said, "Look at that! The church is trying to horn in on Christmas too." Thanks, David. Got support here from my own son here. This comes from a pastor friend of mine in Platte City. He's retired now, the pastor of the First Christian Church up there. And he said, "Last November, my choir director asked me if I could pick up the sheet music for How Great Thou Art. I happened to be in the shopping center the next day, so I went in a record store and asked the clerk, 'Do you carry any religious sheet music?' The clerk, who looked like a high school student, thought for a moment and then said, 'Well, you know, I think some of the Christmas music is religious.'" All right, now that you have your scripture, would you please close the Bible on your finger and stand with me? Let's raise these Bibles high above our heads. Say our Bible pledge like we mean it this morning. "This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, if you're unfamiliar with our Bible, just to make sure, is Luke in the Old or the New Testament? So it's in the back of your Bible, if you're still having trouble finding that, and it's the third book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 2. Please remain standing with me as we read this together. "In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom He favors.'" Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.